Welcome back. Market's still bouncing back off their highs, but that's after the worst Thanksgiving Day performance since 1931. And we want to continue that discussion with Vivek Paul. He's a BlackRock Investment Institute UK Chief Investment Strategist. And thanks for joining us here today. I'm just wondering, big picture here, what do you make of this market action? Is it something of a one-off? Should investors be a little bit more concerned here than maybe last Wednesday?
Well, thanks for having me on, firstly. It was understandable, I think, the reaction that we saw on Friday. There was some big news about the new variant. We've heard more from the president just now. And as with always with these sorts of things, like, information is coming rapidly. It's evolving in real time. You can understand why investors at the time were kind of taking a little bit of a pause, and also particularly given the liquidity situation we had going into the US holiday season. I think the reaction you see today, I think, kind of puts it in a little bit of context. We've seen more information kind of come out, and clearly we have to await the science in a bit more detail with regards to the longevity, I guess, of how Omicron plays out. But we would kind of be in line with kind of the market reaction today. We think on balance it would make sense to be invested in the markets at this moment in time, because it's all about understanding whether or not this is if you like a delay or a derailment of the restart that we've seen. And it seems most likely at this moment, notwithstanding more information to come, that it looks like a delay.
Vivek, we heard from President Biden a short time ago. He was asked, you know, whether, in fact, this now becomes the new normal for a lot of Americans and those around the world, quite frankly, these new variants popping up, potential discussion about updating the vaccine. And I wonder how we should look at this in the market context. It feels like we're still getting some big swings on any COVID headline. At what point does this kind of become a normal for investors?
Well, it's a great question, but I think the thing I would say here is that, you know, the each of these sort of successive variants, or going back to the onset of the crisis in the first place, the reaction has been different, right? In the sense that, you know, the hit to GDP from the first main variant was obviously much materially less than of the onset of the original discovery of COVID-19 in the first place. And I anticipate that as time goes on, each successive variant will be viewed in that light, that we are more accustomed to dealing with this. We are able to kind of produce new vaccines that are targeted in a very short space of time. It is a very different environment to where we were 18 months ago, when we didn't even know if vaccines would work. That is not the situation we are in now. So while it's likely, clearly, just from a genetics point of view, that we're going to have mutations, what we're seeing is a trend in our ability to cope with those mutations, and I'd expect that to continue.
Well, then I want to get your take on inflation here, because that has been heated, which is to say the least. And we know that Powell and the group at the Fed are taking into consideration everything that's going on. So on the one hand, you have this economy that could be on the verge of overheating. And then on the other hand, you have this new variant, lots of unknowns. Kind of walk that tightrope, if you could, with Chairman Powell here.
Absolutely. And I think it all kind of comes from the same place, in the sense that I mentioned earlier this idea that this is a restart and not a recovery. And I think that is crucial for understanding the entire picture to some degree, because if it's a restart, as we believe it has been, then what you're going to see is a period of time where supply and demand dynamics are going to crash against one another. And that's what we've seen. That's why we've seen those inflation numbers be so elevated. We're going to see that for a period of time yet. This is still going to be a very much a 2022 story. But what the Federal Reserve has already shown is an ability to kind of look through that to some degree, you know, be able to kind of focus on the other aspects of their mandate, in particular to do with the labor market numbers. So for us, you know, this continues to be a situation where you compare the reaction of the Federal Reserve now to previous hiking cycles, they would have likely have already gone. The fact that they've changed their mandate explicitly means that they're kind of buying into this notion of a shallower path of liftoff. Liftoff is going to happen in the course of 2022, we believe, but the path from there, we think, is likely looking a little bit different to where we've seen it in the past.
And Vivek, you've got an interesting report out here talking about climate repricing that's happening. You know, we have seen so many of these stocks, these ESG funds, that have seen big upside. And yet coming out of COP26, there seems to be, you know, more calls for additional standards of the steps these companies are taking. Investors trying to separate who's actually taking these steps versus those who have not necessarily calculated their risk. You know, what kind of pullback are we talking about, or downside are we talking about if you're saying repricing? And what are particular sectors you're watching?
Well, firstly, let me just be clear about kind of what we're meaning by the repricing. You know, our view is that the markets, even to this day, have not fully kind of anticipated the amount of the repricing that's going to occur. And to be clear on the directionality, what that means is we think that all else equal, leaning into those securities at a better place for the transition will be a return enhancer through that transition. And so, you know, what we've done and we've seen in this in the research that we've kind of put out there, that the repricing that we've seen to date, we think is, you know, is a real thing. It's statistically significant now. It wasn't necessarily the case in the past because clearly this is a phenomenon that markets have woken up to in the last couple of years. We believe, though, crucially, that the majority of that repricing is yet to occur. So that means while there will always be the odd company that might be overvalued, systematically, we believe we're far from any sort of notion of bubble territory. We believe leaning into greener assets, all else equal, is likely to be an enhancer over the period of the transition that we're going to see.
And we got to leave it there, but we really appreciate your insights and your time. Vivek Paul, BlackRock Investment Institute, UK Chief Investment Strategist.